When we hear or read the stories of the saints, maybe we're inclined to think that they come from a different species. They might seem very far away. It might seem almost impossible to follow their example, or like they were just cut from a different cloth or something like that. But indeed, the saints are people who are most fully human. Saints are people who are most fully human. They're not some other species, not some special people that God smiled upon more than upon other people. They are those who have responded to the call of God and recognize what God has been asking them to do, and they've said yes. And in doing so, they become most fully human. We might think, you know, they're a class set apart, or that we are not called to an extraordinary holiness as they were, but we are. And becoming holy, becoming saints, doesn't mean that we become another St. Francis, or another St. Anne, or another St. John Paul II, or fill in the blank, any saint. Because God didn't make each one of us in the same way that he made any of the others. We are not identical to any of them. So our own experience of holiness, our own achievement of sanctity, will of course look different than any of the saints who have gone before us. It's wonderful to look at the diversity among the saints and to see how many different ways a life of holiness can be lived. And that ought to be a great encouragement to us, because we're supposed to live holy lives in whatever state we find ourselves in. But something that the saints all have in common is that they lived their Christian life very deliberately. They didn't just wander into holiness somehow. They didn't just wake up one day and find themselves living virtuous holy lives. They were always listening for God's voice, and they lived very, very purposefully. The church gives us the season of Advent, which begins today, as a wonderful season of preparation for Christmas. And it's kind of like the church is reminding us, hey, be intentional about the way that you celebrate Christmas. Be deliberate about preparing for this great feast, so that you don't just wake up on Christmas morning and say, oh, I guess it's December 25th, but I haven't really done anything to prepare other than get my shopping done, clean the house, get ready for the guests, and so forth and so on, which are good things to do. But we shouldn't arrive at Christmas without having prepared very intentionally. Christmas is, above all, a celebration of faith. And so if we're looking to prepare for Christmas, we must give attention to the journey of faith leading up to this great celebration. When it comes to preparing, though, and being intentional and deliberate, it's not enough for us to just sit here and reflect for a little while on what we might do. We have to make a firm decision and a firm commitment to actually do something to prepare for Christmas. So first, we have to sit back and sort of take an inventory of where we are in our spiritual life and where God might be calling us, how he might be inviting us to do something to better our spiritual life in the course of Advent. And maybe in the end, we'll make a decision to spend a few extra minutes in prayer each evening, or to take up some spiritual reading, read the scriptures for a few minutes each day. Maybe it'll be a commitment to go to confession before Christmas. Or perhaps to pray the rosary a couple of times a week. Maybe it'll be a firm commitment to listen to Catholic radio while we're in the car instead of a different station. Maybe we're looking at relationships between other people and ourselves, and we see that here's a relationship that's strained. I could really do something this Advent to help make that relationship better. Talk to the person, write a letter, do something kind for them, whatever it might be. But the bottom line is, if we're going to be very intentional and deliberate about our Advent preparations, we have to make a firm commitment and just make a decision. I am going to do this. Otherwise, nothing will happen. Now, we're not talking about moving mountains here. I'm just saying, choose something manageable, but decide to do it. Be very intentional about your preparation for Christmas. Now, the Church also teaches us very clearly in the season of Advent, especially through the readings, through the prayers at Mass, that it's not just about preparing for the annual celebration of Jesus coming in our midst. The prayers point very much to the fact that Advent is a small representation of a lifelong journey. So we're looking forward to the coming of Jesus at the end of time in glory, when he will reign over all and when he will judge, as we heard last Sunday, separating the sheep and the goats, the righteous from the unrighteous. So if Advent is meant to be a time of intense and deliberate and intentional and purposeful preparation for Christmas, then our whole life then should be a really intentional and devoted time of preparation for the coming of Jesus in glory. How then do we do that? It requires a firm decision. If we just sit back and think about the spiritual life and what we could be doing, what God might be calling us to do, we look at maybe areas of our life that need work, that need purification, that need conversion. If we just sit and think about it, it's not enough. And nothing's going to change. But when we make the decision, a firm decision, it doesn't mean that we're not going to fail or stumble, but when we make the firm decision to change something or to do something, then we're really going to grow in holiness, whether we're successful at doing that thing or not. Sometimes it's easy or tempting to allow the circumstances of life to control us. Sometimes I get the feeling that some problem arises, so I work hard to overcome that problem, get it taken care of, and then something else arises over here. So then my attention turns to that, working on that thing. And then once that's done, I go somewhere else. Well, we do have to deal with the problems that arise. But we should live our lives with a sort of directionality and drive and purpose. That we allow the Holy Spirit to compel us, to impel us forward in serving God and doing what God asks us to do. Along the way, yes, we take care of the problems that arise. But our whole life can't be just a matter of responding, reacting to this and then that and then this and then that. The saints were very driven in the way that they lived their lives, whether it was in a convent or in a home, taking care of children or doing their work, whatever kind of work it was. They didn't arrive at sanctity by accident. And neither will we. We don't just mosey into heaven. We don't just wake up one day and find that, everything has turned out just perfect. The Lord calls us to be vigilant, watchful, and intentional about the way that we live. So I urge you, take inventory. Make a decision about what you will do, not only this Advent, but all through the course of life as we await the Savior's return in glory.